From the Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Podcast Don't Suck.
Yes!
Yeah! I love it. It is July 29th, 2009, and this show is brought to you by 796 Entertainment and featured here at lookatokc.com.
Yay!
Look at OKC! Oh, woo, let's get right into it. I'm Dan O'Donohue. With me, Spencer Hicks.
That's right. Spencer Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. Spencer
Hicks. Tall. Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Yay!
Hot. Absolutely wonderful.
Hot.
Sometimes,
and wonderful.
Sometimes Derek Smith, but he's in Chicago looking for a job and a... Don't curse. Don't bleep that out now. And you got in the booth, Mr. Nicholas Tankersley sitting over there.
Hey, Tankersley!
Dan O'Donohue.
Yep. We already said that.
Okay, can you quit that?
No, that's Nick. Let him. All right, he's finished. And then...
No, he's not.
Special guest star this week is Mr. Koji Gritton.
Yes!
Koji Gritton. Right.
From Vegas.
From Vegas, sort of.
The
sort
biggest of. Little city in the world.
Wrong.
The
that's terrible that's Reno. Close.
No. World.
The land of lakes.
Correct. That is Vegas.
The show me city.
Koji, I just want to get this. I just want to get this out of the way. Koji, how excited are you to be on Podcast Don't Suck? Finally.
Well, this is definitely one of the goals in my life that I can cross off the list now.
Check
it.
Koji's been a long time listener, and Koji likes to give us critiques. It's fun.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So how now that you don't have the objectivity because you've been on the show, how are you going to critique us now?
It's true. We have a 5-star show.
Okay.
Usually your shows are only 4.5 stars.
But now, bam.
Now.
We just kicked it up a notch. Bam.
Extra half star. This music this week was provided by Vinnie Hogan.
Oh,
that was a little Vinnie Hogan tune.
Vinnie!
A lot of bebops and doodly doots. That's Vinnie Hogan
for
you.
He does good work.
He does great work.
Have you seen his hair?
Yes.
He's got a lightning bolt shaved into the side of his head.
And three lines.
And then on the back it says Usain Bolt.
Vinny is currently back in, where is he? He's back in Austin now, so he's going to be gone for the rest of the summer and then some into the fall, which makes me sad.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Cold. Are you there? Have you seen a map before?
I don't think any of us have seen
a map
before.
The City of Lights, they call it.
No, that's Perth.
I don't feel like I need to look at maps and such.
No, they're full of lies.
So anyways, he's gone, which is sad, and I don't want to even say that because I know he's a big part of Mondays Don't Suck, but he's not going to be around for a couple months.
Boo.
Boo. Am I right?
I'm going to stop going.
You should probably stop going. I'm going to stop going too. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get into the Look at OKC calendar. Powered by Wingo!
That noise made me shiver a little bit.
Oh, didn't it?
Right up my spine.
Right up.
Like a roller coaster.
And then right down my spine, too.
Brad, what's on the Look at OKC calendar this week?
This week, you'll want to make a look at this.
Try again. Why don't you try that again?
I will. This week, don't miss Mondays Don't Suck at the Speakeasy.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
Still?
Yes. Again. Again.
What day is that?
That's Monday.
Okay.
Mondays Don't Suck at the Speakeasy.
Every Monday.
8:30 every Monday this summer.
Whatever. Let's go ahead and do our other little chore task, which is, of course, this week's Red Box Pick of the Week.
Red Box Pick of the Week!
Nice job.
Red Box Pick of the Week!
Jump in there.
Ow!
This week's Red Box Pick of the Week is, of course, Watchmen.
Oh,
great.
Loved it. Out now, finally, on DVD and Blu-ray.
Dan, you didn't like Watchmen.
No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't like it.
Was it because of the Blu-ray?
No, it wasn't because of the Blu-ray. I didn't mind that at all. Like, everyone was like, I can't believe it. It was too long. It was way too long. I know they have to change stuff. I'm not an idiot. Like, I know you can't just, you know, do a comic book just right into film without changing things. But the stuff that they did was irritating. And it just wasn't very exciting. It didn't stand on its own. Like, I knew I was understanding what was happening because I read the book. And that frustrated me.
The graphic novel.
I went with my roommate, who's totally not a comic geek or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I took him to Watchmen, and totally platonic, by the way. I did not pay for his ticket or anything.
Yeah, Johnny Popcollar.
Yeah.
You and Johnny Popcollar going to see a flick.
Anyway, Johnny Popcollar. And yeah, he loved it. He loved it. He totally got it. He never read the book. Didn't even know it was a comic. Mm. So I think you're just being a little too nitpicky.
Yeah, quit being nitpicky.
I think you may be in a little bit pretentious here too. Like, I think there's a little bit of that. Because look, I never read the book. I didn't read the book until after I saw the movie.
Right.
And it enhanced both experiences, I think.
Well, maybe you just had to read the book afterwards, because I don't know. I went in there. It is kind of a pretentious standpoint, because it's like everyone always says it's not as good as the book, but that's because it wasn't. Like, is it me being pretentious when it's true? Like, it wasn't as good as the book. When I read that comic book, I was like, this is one of the best things I've ever read. This is awesome. I watched the film and I was like, that was okay.
Your expectations were way too high. They were way too high.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, because it's the greatest comic book of all time.
Yeah, you can hold it up there against Dickens and
that's what
Tolstoy.
People do.
Yeah, but with the movie, you're not going to compare it with The Godfather.
But I can compare it with like Batman, and
that was way better than Batman.
It was not better than Batman.
Tim Burton's
not better than Batman. The Dark Knight. You kidding me? We're getting off this topic. Cody, go ahead and read for our good listeners who don't know what the Watchmen is. Give us a little bit.
All right. Watchmen, a group of heroes forced into retirement a decade before, are called together once again to investigate the murder of one of their own.
Should I
do it in my Christian Bale voice?
Yeah.
Well, I need some warm-up time. No. What they discover is an age-old conspiracy to change the balance of power in a world not different from our own. Rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America for strong graphic violence, sexuality, nudity, and language. Widescreen, closed captioned.
Don't read that. Don't read that last part. Very good, Christian Bale.
Thanks.
Appreciate you taking.
Thanks.
We can't get Reginald Bell Johnson on the phone here, but we can get Christian Bale in studio.
I promise you. For some reason, I got a new passion to get that done by the end of summer.
I saw an episode of Family Matters on Nick and Knight last night, and it was Reginald Bell Johnson. And Emmanuel Lewis Webster, little Webster, they were doing a scene, and his character Carl Winslow was he was like a host or something of some award show with Emmanuel Lewis, and he just looked totally freaked out.
Carl Winslow.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something like he raised the dead, because that's what I expect from Carl
Winslow.
Either
way, it reminded me of the 796 quest to get him. Promise to get him.
That remind you of it? Well, it's going to happen, because I hate to mention it, but the show, as far as me being on this show and Derek being on the show, we're kind of coming down to the end of that, because Derek and I... don't high five, for God's sake.
I got to high five somebody. You're going to be gone. We might as well start warming up.
Moving it over here.
Thank you.
High five, Dan.
Thanks. Thank you, Spencer. Yeah, so we're getting ready to go. There's probably only like five more shows, actually, of Derek and I being here. Thank you. Appreciate that. I just wanted to get that out of the way. So, yeah, September. I don't know. You guys might still do it. Depends if Nick wants to keep doing it.
Nick says no. No.
Well, enjoy them while they last, people.
Exactly.
If me and Brad don't break out soon from these podcasts, you told me these were going to catapult our career, and...
That one time we were at a movie theater and someone recognized you?
Someone recognized Brad.
It was at the Watchmen.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was at the Watchmen, yeah.
How about that? Someone was like, this is a Brad Chappell.
And this is why Dan's bitter.
I know. Well, no. It's not why I'm bitter at all. I love it. This is...
And it had nothing to do with the podcast. I'm sure it had to do with his stand-up at the
Lonely Bend. It probably had something to do with the podcast.
No, it didn't. People are like, I recognize that voice anywhere.
Agree to disagree. I mean, we'll never know. So it's pointless arguing.
It would be tasteless for me to comment.
You like it?
I appreciated that, Brad. It would be tasteless for me to say anything right here. Gleam. Smile.
Wink.
Thanks, fans. But I do want to talk about something. Speaking of Watchmen, it's the only segue I could think of. I want to talk about comedies, comedy films.
Nice.
What way was that a segue?
Watchmen's a film.
Comedies,
comedy films.
Films are films.
I got you. Watchmen's a comedy.
Thank you, Spencer. We all found this out. I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. The Hangover just became the highest grossing rated R comedy of all time.
Congratulations, by the way.
I finally saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, it's apparently very good. I didn't see it. Spencer saw it. He liked it. But, very good. I heard it's good, and I'll see it eventually. But the point is that almost immediately, and obviously as of right now, they've gone into production or pre-production. They've started talking about The Hangover 2 already. And they've been talking about old school, which I love, old school 2 right. for a while now. I don't really know what's going on. I probably should have done some research, but I didn't. But they've been talking about a sequel to old school for a while. And so what I want to talk about real quick is comedy sequels, or kind of sequels in general, but mostly comedy sequels. And really, they shouldn't be done, in my opinion. Like, what's a good comedy sequel? Like, there aren't any.
American Pie 2.
Oh, no.
Awful.
What?
And no, you can't count
what?
No.
All of them. Because, like, you know, you get to know Stifler.
All of them, like, including Bandcamp.
And then the other ones are just like, hey, the naked Stifler's mile. Little brother, and now his cousin. And he's going to college where there are a bunch of hot, where only hot chicks attend.
I've actually seen Bandcamp. Have you guys seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's bad. Like, it is bad.
I almost sent Eugene Levy a, like, in sympathy card. Cause it was,
and he's in every
movie
they make.
He needs new sighting. On
he's in
house.
Half of the bad movies that are made in Hollywood, period.
The man.
And that one prompted me to feel sorry for
him.
He's
like the Steve Buscemi of, like, bad comedies. You know, like, any regular movie for a while, like, during the late 90s, had to have Steve Buscemi in it. You could not have a movie. It was in every contract, apparently. Steve Buscemi had to make an appearance in some kind of movie.
I like your movie. It needs more Buscemi. That's what everyone would say. This would be a winner with some more Buscemi. The point is, we were discussing this. I keep saying the point is. There is no point. You guys were saying comedy sequels. What do we got? Airplane 2?
Airplane 2, the sequel.
Airplane 2, the sequel was fantastic. If you liked Airplane, you'll like Airplane 2.
Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2. Good. Brilliant. I think the second Austin Powers. I guess you could say that's a trilogy, but
that's a franchise now. Yeah. I don't know if that really discounts it. Because what did they make? 4?
Pink Panther. Oh, so we can't talk about, like, Police Academy?
Police Academy's made 12 films. I don't know which
and
one
like
you
the first
talk about.
Three. At least the ones with Steve Guttenberg are enjoyable. But when they, like, go to Russia or. And then when they go back to the academy.
They go to Russia?
Yeah. They, go to Russia. Yeah. They have jurisdiction in Russia.
Yes.
Russian, they need police officers. So poop, 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 poop.
But it is true that there are a lot of bad sequels. I mean, Police Academy is an example. Yeah. Revenge of the Nerds was a great film that didn't need a follow up of any kind.
American
Men
Pie.
In Black.
Actually, heard about. There for a time, they were talking about. A second Beetlejuice.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, with Beetlejuice goes Hawaiian.
That wouldn't be bad.
I promise that was a rumor at one point.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, fantastic.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Better.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Better.
I don't think you're ready for the Hustlers.
They really hit their stride at 2.
They didn't make a third one, did they?
I think they did.
Oh, God.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my butt.
Because apparently we're going to talk about movies for a while. I think we should make more fart noises into them.
And talk about movies?
Yeah.
I think people would get more out of that.
Funny people. Well, because this is a show about comedy. It's not a comedy show.
I've got a thing I want to talk about as soon as you wrap that up.
Okay. You hang on to that, buddy.
Okay.
Not going to forget.
This is a show about comedy, not a comedy show. I like to reiterate that every once in a while. Because I know people are probably thinking, this isn't funny.
I'm like that. But now I'm here.
Now you're here and you can say it and we can record it. Funny People, the film is coming out. Funny People this Friday, the 31st, is coming out. And it's a show and it's a film about stand-up comedy, stand-up comics and right. stand-up comedy, which aren't a lot. There's like Punchline.
That's yeah, right. Which was fine.
Which was okay. And so this
Mr.
one is
Saturday Night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this one, so now this one is just talking about, you know, you got Adam Sandler and he's supposedly a comic who's kind of made it. And he's dying or something. But they actually made all the actors do stand-up comedy for 6 months who were going to be in it playing stand-up comedians. And Jonah Hill, I'm stealing this from Conan because he said this on a Conan interview, but I thought it was interesting. Jonah Hill talked about how he did it for 6 months, and he says you get a free 5.
For being famous.
For being famous.
They said that in Comedian, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
You get free 5. Like Jonah Hill said, he got up there and he got 5 minutes of people
just because he was Jonah Hill.
And then after that, you're on your own. And he said that he was just awful. And he said that Seth Rogen loved watching him fail on stage more than anything. Because Seth has a very loud and obnoxious laugh. and it carries.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You laugh like this.
That's Jabba the Hutt. That's not.
It's very similar, actually. It's strikingly similar. So I'm kind of excited to see this movie. Now, you guys are the stand-ups in the room. Are you excited to see this movie? Or are you guys kind of like...
Pfft? No, I'm actually very excited to see the movie. Like, I think just from what I've seen in the trailers and what we've been able to read about it up to this point, it feels right. I mean, it feels good. I like how they deal with the whole YouTube issue in the trailer where he's put the YouTube video up and he's like, here's... Cat's doing something. Oh, here's me doing something. Yeah. And I think it's gonna be good. I really do. I think it's gonna be good. I think it might give The Hangover a run for its money.
No. I'm gonna
disagree with Brad.
Oh. Ooh.
Like I'm not
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
I think it's probably gonna be a great movie, like, you know, Judd Apatow. Like all of his movies are great.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of upsets me that he is as famous as he is for doing things he loves, and I'm not. But here's what I'm afraid of is going to happen. People are going to see this movie about stand-up comics, and they're going to be like, "Oh, I'm funny. I'm going to do it too." We're going to have all these Johnny Come Latelys showing up, and they're going to be like, "Oh, I'm better than you." When they've done it for a month, and they'll be like, "Oh, why am I not as famous as?
Why am I not on Mondays Don't Suck?
Stuff like that." And the thing I really enjoy about Oklahoma, the stand-up scene in Oklahoma, is that the people who do it because they love comedy. It's not because, you know, like people at their office say they're funny and they're like, "Oh, you should do stand-up. You could talk about how much women like shoes." And they're like, "Yeah, I am that funny."
They do like shoes, though, don't they? They do like shoes.
Women be shopping.
No, you do got a point. I mean, it's not people in Oklahoma trying to have like an acting career and they're like just trying to get exposure in different ways. It's people that really like stand-up or love it. You think that might be affected by this film?
Yeah. So we'll have to wait for, I think, that blowback, which is something I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, you know, comedy in 100 different ways is a numbers game. Like, you tell 100 jokes and one of them works and then you move on. You tell another 100 jokes, two of them work, you move on. But I think it's a numbers game with comics, too. I mean, I think, like, our little comedy scene here in Oklahoma City, you know, it's not going to survive on the same 7, 8, 9 people, you know, forever. And there's got to be new blood, and there's got to be something that brings people out and makes them give it a try, and, you know, you never know.
Right.
And some of those people might show up and be...
We get those people because they're the people who love comedy, and they're the ones who actively search out the comedy scenes in Oklahoma, not because they saw some stupid movie about stand-up comics, and they're like, "Oh, I can do that."
Well, but like I said, it's a numbers game. We should probably get, you know, 100 new comics all at once in the next couple of months.
Yeah, but then we have to
see four of them might be good.
Terrible comedy.
Like, we're not already, like...
terrible?
We're not already warmed up to that idea.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
He's so sad.
You're already bitter. The movie hasn't even come out yet, and this hasn't even happened.
It's true. You don't even have the problem yet.
You just wait.
He's upset about the potential to have the problem.
I want
to
know, though. Is the problem deeper than just you don't want to sit through a bunch of terrible comedy?
Yeah, I don't want the competition.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're used to sitting through terrible comedy. We've all been to the Looney Bin for a week.
I hate sitting through my terrible comedy. I don't want other people to give me my money.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. But keep in mind, this is coming from the guy who likes Step Brothers.
I like Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is genius.
I was talking about you. That was supposed to be an insult.
Step Brothers is genius.
I like Step Brothers.
What's the matter with you, dude?
Who said I didn't like Step Brothers?
No, I'm saying this is coming from the guy who likes Step Brothers, so I can't really take your critique of...
Oh, okay.
Nick is shaking his head at something. Terrible! No, it's not!
You know what?
Step Brothers is a terrible movie.
Do you know what Step...
I gotta bleep that out.
you know what Step Brothers was? Step Brothers was a couple of guys who made way too many internet videos and tried to do one that was an hour and a half long. I mean, that really was what it was.
Yeah, and they had the financial backing to make it look good, and they did it, and it made a lot of money.
And it was fine. I didn't hate it. Like I mean,
it's good.
I don't feel the way Nick apparently feels about it. Like I thought it
was got a vendetta.
There were parts of it that were pretty funny. They did some really funny stuff, but it was an hour and a half long internet video, and you know, I was almost okay with that.
Right, and I kind of, you know, that was just his last couple films, Will Ferrell, like, nah, you know, I'm just kind of like Blades of Glory, Step Brothers.
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro. I've just kind of been like, all right, you need to go take a break and think about what you've done. I want to ground him from movies.
From movies?
Just ground him. Just send him to his room, and you watch these movies. You come out when you know what's wrong with you.
Have you seen Land of the Lost?
I didn't see Land of the Lost. I'm telling you, I'm spent. I don't care what Will Ferrell does anymore. Like, and I'm about this close to starting to feel that way about Seth Rogen.
He just fell into that rut, and Seth Rogen's about to just playing Seth Rogen, just like Will Ferrell plays Will Ferrell.
Yeah, exactly.
How Jim Carrey used to be like that, and I think he's, you know, Jim Carrey's starting to go back to that with, what, like Yes Man and...
Dick and Jane. He's going back to it, and... You know, I think it's okay for Jim Carrey to go back to it because he hadn't done it for 5-6 years.
Yeah. Because he took a break with The Majestic and then Spotless Mind.
The Number 23. Spotless
Mind. Number 23, yeah. Truman Show. He did all that junk too, which is okay. And I don't know. It's a tough argument because I don't feel like actors need to come out and do something different every film. You know? Right.
Unless you're Christian Bale.
Unless you're Christian Bale.
How do you feel about that Bale?
Fucking a professional.
More action films. It's not what I do.
Anyway. Because all those guys, every major actor that anyone ever knows plays the same character over and over
again.
Oh,
Pacino. Oh, my God.
Pacino, De Niro, you know, whatever. But I'm just, Will Ferrell, I don't care what he makes.
Wow.
Like, I just don't. Like, I didn't see.
This is the guy that brought us Anchorman.
I love Anchorman, old school. what else we got in there?
You running out now?
I'm running out. Ricky Bobby, I didn't even really hate. I don't know why. I think it was just because I like NASCAR.
You like NASCAR?
Sure.
You like NASCAR?
I've been to 3 races.
Oh, that's awesome. Your sister got you tickets.
I went for free. My God, I wouldn't pay to go see NASCAR. I got 3 tickets for free in box seats that had food and drink for free all day.
Did you? Yeah,
obviously, I don't know if I like NASCAR or if I just like eating and drinking for free all day.
Yeah, but if you're not down there with the fans, you don't get to see the girls you're up there with taking off the clothes and being, woo!
You get to cars.
You're sitting above them. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but they're
like,
not flashing the box seat people. They're flashing
the drivers or
the rednecks who are down around them. They're putting on a show.
I do admit, I am trading comfort free food and drink for some ugly boobies.
Ugly?
Every 20 minutes. Yeah, ugly. Have you seen the women that go to NASCAR?
I have seen the women, and some of them are. Okay, I'll give you a few.
Most.
But there are some foxes in there.
Oh, they're hard to find.
I'll tell you what, Ole Miss, the female population at Ole Miss is as hot as it gets on the planet.
Ole Miss? Better than Florida State?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Arizona? Isn't that a good one, too?
Yeah, it is a party school.
I'm telling you, Southern women.
Well, Southern women are inarguably like the best looking women in the country. And that's not even like, oh, we're biased because we're Southern. No, that's like people come up from the North.
I think
that
was in the census.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you attractive?
Yeah.
Southern women?
Yes.
No, they'll come down here. Like my cousins will be like, what do you feed these women? They're all amazing.
You know, nothing.
Like, and you know, us being jaded, we don't let them eat. Us jaded Southern people like, yeah, they're all right. But they're outstanding everywhere you look. I can't live in Norman. I've had this discussion with Nick that I can't live in Norman because I just couldn't live in Norman. My God, have you walked around there in the summertime? Especially right as summer starts?
Spring dresses.
Jesus. It's like, it's they're everywhere.
So that's why you moved to Crackville?
That's why I moved to Crackville.
Right behind the Toys R Us.
I live behind the Toys R Us now. Oh, it's true.
It's all true.
Did you have something you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of on the line of comedy. Like, someone sent me a link to a blog that was written by a lesbian feminist who had been raped apparently at some age, at some point in her life.
This is hysterical. And
no, here it is. So I print it out, and it's 14 pages long. She's got a 14 page, which is longer than most of the like term papers I've ever written.
This is her blog.
And she writes how, like, one time at a cookout, some person in passing made a joke about rape. And she decides to expound on this for 14 pages about, like, what you do to tell, like, because she's arguing from the standpoint that rape is never funny, even though during her 14-page blog, she makes some rape jokes. But she justifies it by saying, you can't make, it's like the whole, you can't make fun of black people unless you're black.
Right.
You can't make fun of rape unless you've been raped.
I've never heard that argument.
She has these 4 points of what to do if someone makes a rape joke and you are done with them, to put them in their place. And one is,
okay,
the first one is like, say nothing. But then she has like 2 pages about how you shouldn't do that because it's the wrong thing to do. You can't, you got to take the moral high ground and put them in their place and tell them that you, it's all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the other ones are basically just like rebuttals of like how to tell this person off. So it brings me to the point, like, because there are some people who have some generally funny rape jokes. Like Louis C.K. has got some rape jokes that are funny. Like, I mean, they're out there and they're...
Nathan Anderson did that bit where he said, whoever said rape isn't funny never farted in the middle of it.
And that is brilliant. Oh my God. And I think that is hilarious. Right. So, I mean, like... And, you know, me and Seth Joseph, who've had on the show a few times, he sent me some stuff on it. Like, what are some other topics that you think are, like... Like, people are like, that is never funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if that's the case, like, people are, you're taking away, like, the First Amendment right, where you're just like, you know, that's not funny. People who have cancer, that is never funny. People who die in plane wrecks, never funny. Like, you know,
that's
you,
not true.
You could go down this laundry list of things of, like, anything that's painful or hurtful or hard things that people go through. Like, everyone's got a crappy life. Like,
yeah,
something happens to everybody.
Right.
And some,
another big one is pedophilia. People pedophilia. Say you can't joke about pedophilia.
Well, yeah. Daniel Skaggs would like to argue that point
vigorously.
Vigorously
would be his argument.
He's got a song for you.
He's got a song for you to hear. Yeah. I just look. I think that it's a misunderstanding to say things like you can never make a joke about rape. You can never make a joke about any topic. Is to completely misunderstand the role of comedy.
Right.
You know. I mean. Look. I mean. Sometimes you laugh so that you don't cry. I mean, sometimes people make jokes about things
so that we can
look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we can not take it so seriously. I mean, I am a father of 2 small children. There are things in this world that just scare me out of my mind. And you know, the only way to live, you know, with that kind of fear is to be able to laugh about it. I think people who say you can't do jokes about any topic, they just don't understand comedy. They don't understand comedy. They don't understand what makes them laugh, mm-hmm, and they'll never be funny.
Oh, so that's why people aren't funny, because yep, they're idiots.
That's why. Because they don't understand. Well, no, I agree.
Unless they're like comically an idiot, then yeah, you laugh at them, but they don't know that they're being funny. Like, they're not being funny on purpose. You're just laughing at them because they're stupid.
That's different.
Is that what people do to me?
That's what they do when they're laughing at you.
Oh, Koji. Oh,
they're laughing at you. Look at them freaking with all that hair. But I think one of the big moments, and I think this kind of, I don't know if this really goes along with it. I can cut it if it doesn't. But it was when Rudy Giuliani was on the first live episode of SNL after 9/11. And the whole cast was there, and Lorne Michaels was out there, and they're like, "Oh, we got to get the show back on, even though everyone's still upset and mourning, blah blah blah,
blah blah blah."
I don't know why I belittled that. But you know, Lorne turns to Rudy, and he's like, "Well, is it okay if we be funny again, or is it okay if we be funny?" And Rudy's like, "I don't see where you'd start now." I always thought that was like first joke of the night, Rudy Giuliani. I always thought that was appropriate. You know, it's the same
type. I surprise
of...
you. I mean,
well, look, and by the same token, like I, you know, not everybody wants to understand comedy. Like,
that's true.
It's perfectly fair if a comedian makes a joke about something that you've gone through for you to be like that guy. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, he doesn't know anything. And that's perfectly natural, and it's perfectly acceptable, and it's perfectly within your rights. Just don't tell me to shut up, or yeah, I'll tell a much worse rape joke.
In fact, he might rape you.
Uh-huh. That's terrible. Anyways, check out Daniel Skaggs. He does a song about pedophilia to the tune of
Folsom Prison.
Folsom Prison. He did
Johnny
it.
Cash.
He did it. He did it's it. In the Mondays Don't Suck show.
It was very clever. Like he.
It was
clever. Well done. It was, yeah, well done.
But I think that your lesbian rape victim or whatever wouldn't think it's very funny.
Yeah, well, she can kiss me in the butt.
Whoa.
In the, yeah, butt.
In the butt.
Not on. You heard your spirit. Never mind. Spencer, speaking of which.
What?
Speaking of not funny.
Do you got a joke of the week for us?
You're just mad.
Speaking of things that aren't funny.
You're mad because you're in second place.
He's in second place.
For
Spencer.
Now.
Johnny's second place.
Do you
place
have a joke
here
for us? If you do, we'll do a little song for you. How about that?
OK. Okay, I've got a joke for you.
Hey, it's Spencer.
Joke of the week. Joke of the week.
It's time for a joke from Spencer. He found them online.
They're not his.
I mean, it's, you know. Nick just left.
Producer walked
out. We probably
out.
Need to wrap this up pretty quick, but I do want to hear Spencer's joke of the week.
Okay. Well, normally I have two or six.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're running low on time, I'll give you guys three.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And I kind of want them like wham, bam, thank
you,
ma'am.
No, I'm just
going
to give you one. I'll give you one.
Oh.
I'll give you one, and it'll be medium length.
Great.
Okay.
That's
so
what she said.
It'll be regular size.
We don't do that joke.
It'll be regular
sized. Balls are flying.
Okay. Gotcha.
There's an old man pushing around his cart around Home Depot, and he comes around a corner and he runs his cart smack into another younger gentleman's cart, and you know, the old man's very apologetic. He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm actually kind of just, I'm done shopping, just looking for my wife because she went off to look at some other appliances or something. I can't find her." And the young guy's like, "Hey, I'm looking for my wife too. You know, kind of the same deal. So I wasn't paying attention either, so, you know, no fault." He's like, "Well, hey, maybe we can help each other look for each other's wives." And the old man's like, "Yeah, that's a great idea. What does your wife look like?" And the young guy's like, "Well, you know, she's probably like 5'10", 5'11", tan skin, leggy, nice boobs. Nice. She's just wearing a white T-shirt. She threw on no bra or whatever."
Oh, my God.
And the young guy says, what does your wife look like to the old man?" The old man says, "Never mind that. Let's look for your wife."
And that'll be Spencer Hicks' joke of the week.
Spencer's joke of the week.
Go home and tell your friends that one. Make them laugh. Make people think you're funny.
Can we get credit for it?
No.
I don't have any friends anyway.
That's like my grandma always said. F*** them if they can't take a joke.
And
always protect your intellectual property.
Thank you. That's, that's Brad's working on that one.
Wanna know what my grandpa always said?
What?
Opinions are like buttholes. They like to be eaten out.
Thanks for listening to Podcast Don't Talk. We're here every Wednesday. Check it out for the rest of the summer at least. I've been Dan O'Donohue. Oh, wait, I'm not done yet. I also want to thank Vinny Hogan for letting us use his music.
Love you, Vinny.
Love you, Vinny. If you liked anything you hear, which is going to be a long shot, go ahead and go over to 796entertainment.com and read our blogs, and there's links to videos, and it's just a good time.
It is a good
time. It's a place to have some good, clean fun.
But if you want cheap entertainment, Mondays don't suck.
Mondays don't suck.
At you know, 51st Street Speakeasy in Oklahoma City.
Every Monday at 8:30. Bring a friend. Bring two. Bring 12. Also, thanks again to lookatokc.com for still featuring this. We appreciate it. It makes us feel like we're doing something. I've been Dan O'Donohue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yes.
Brad Chad Porter.
Yes. Hot stuff.
Sometimes Derek Smith. We also got Koji Gritton
yes.
here.
Yes.
Get me out of here.
And there's Nick Tankersley in the booth. He's looking pissed. I'm out! I am out!
To the moon. Oh, sweet darling, take me to the moon. The sun is shining like a red balloon. Tonight I'm taking you to